I ran for president in 2020 because of what I saw in Charlottesville in August of 2017. Extremists coming out of the woods, carrying torches, their veins bulging from their necks, carrying Nazi swastikas, and chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Germany in the early 30s. I made the decision to run for president after Charlottesville. Close your eyes and remember what you saw. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and the KKK coming out of the fields with torches lighted, veins bulging, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s.
I spoke to the mom who lost her daughter as a consequence of those neo-Nazis and white supremacists come out of the fields in America with torches, carrying Nazi banners, singing the same sick anti-Semitic bile that was sung in Germany in the 30s. And when her daughter was killed, the press went to the then President Trump and said, "What do you think?" He said, "They're very fine people on both sides." And I knew then, I knew I had to do something. And that's when I decided to run, because democracy was literally at stake. And you know, he evidenced everything that we thought. Every other time the Ku Klux Klan has been involved, they wore hoods so they're not identified. Under his presidency, they came out of those woods with no hoods. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? We can't forget what happened in Charlottesville. Even more important, we have to remember who we are. This is America.